Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your favorite local radio station. And just reminding you that TK Angus Bull Sale is coming up, their 41st annual bull and female production sale. That's Monday, December the 16th, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch just east of Valentine. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and 50 spring calving females in cooperation from Arrowsmith Red Angus. Online bidding at DV Auction. Check out the catalog at tkangus.com. Also, Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for customers and community. They hope that everybody has a very blessed Christmas season.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay, but you don't have to do that anymore. No, there's Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots. Check them out, tsln.com, to get what ranchers read. And they're wishing you a Merry Christmas with a Happy New Year to top it off.
Well, Kim, I was going to wrap up my some of these. You might be a rancher wife.
I liked those.
Okay.
Carry on.
I got a few more of those I thought I'd share today on the program, and then we'll wrap that up. So you might be a rancher's wife if you've entertained the romantic notion of living in an old country farmhouse with a fireplace, but gave it up because firsthand experience tells you that it's cold, drafty, smoky, and sooty. So you might be a rancher's wife.
Yep.
If you need a pair of vice grips to run a household appliance.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You might be a ranch wife if your husband gave you flowers, but you had to plant the seeds yourself.
Yeah.
Wasn't really thinking that one through, was it? You might be a rancher's wife if you've used the loader to reach the windows when they needed washing.
Oh, man. How convenient, though.
If dinner is at noon and lunch is before and after dinner. Sometime. You might be a rancher's wife if you don't need the recipe to make Rice Krispie bars. And if you shovel the sidewalk with a skid steer loader. You might be a rancher's wife if you can find a use for that old tractor seat. And you might be a rancher's wife if your job in town is considered a farm subsidy. So, again,
oh,
Rhonda
no.
Stern sent those to us. I don't know who wrote those, but they're funny. Thought we'd share them with you on The Good Stuff.
Very good. Well, I've got just a couple of short little funny things, too, that we have received recently via communication sources. A variety, as a matter of fact. Here, this came from our sister-in-law, dear Jean Burge, out of Valentine, Nebraska. She said, do you know the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
I think you're going to tell me.
I am. You can roast beef. Ta-dun-dun. Okay, I have another brain teaser for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is based on a true story. Okay?
Okay.
So we were at our Christmas party the other night for the radio station, and one of our staff, Hannah, her husband Jacob, handed us a salt packet and a pepper packet. You know, the little white salt one. Okay, and he had written hi above the pepper and hello above the salt. So when you looked at the little white containers of pepper and salt, you got to be creative. You got to think of those in your mind, you know, what you get at a restaurant or to-go food or whatever. It says hi, pepper, and hello above the salt. Hannah handed them to us, and she looked at us, and she went, season's greetings.
That is creative.
That is. Jacob and Hannah both get credit for that. A customer went into a store looking for Christmas tree lights. The salesman showed her the top brand, but wanting to make sure that each bulb worked, she asked him to take them out of the box and plug them in. He did, and each one lit up. Great, she said. The salesman carefully placed the string of lights back in the box. But when he handed them to the customer, she looked alarmed. I don't want this box, she said abruptly. It's been opened.
Oh, she wants the untried lights.
I guess so.
Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service at 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew wish you a Merry Christmas.
That was a smooth transition, Mike. And Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey over at Winter, South Dakota. They're always buying, selling, or auctioning land. It's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.